You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Glad you're with us. Be here every week and tell your friends about it. Well, here we are together at the season when we celebrate America's birthday, the month that we celebrate July 4th. We're all planning things with our families. But, you know, I couldn't help but think in recent days that it's kind of ironic that while July 4th is when we celebrate the birth of America, that there's this continued debate going on about what America's all about. And so, this is a great time. We need to be cognizant of this. We can't just let this debate go by. Somebody's going to win it. And I don't think we're doing real well about that. There's this effort, as we've talked about many times, to redefine America as being a nation built on the idea of different strokes for different folks. If it feels good in America, you just get to do it. The founding fathers would be mortified, my friends. That is not the idea of America. America was built on the notion of ordered liberty under God. And all the founders talked about this. Now, as I was thinking about this recently, I couldn't help but think of Ronald Reagan. As most of you probably know, I worked for Ronald Reagan for 8 years. It was an incredible time in my life. I still have fond memories. I still think about all the things I was able to do with President Reagan. In the beginning of his administration, I served as Undersecretary of Education. Bill Bennett was secretary at the time. And then later, I got brought back to the White House to head up the Office of Policy Development, and so for domestic policy. And so during those years, I saw President Reagan every day. On Monday, he had lunch with me and about 12 other people. It was off the record. We would discuss plans and all the things he still wanted to do in the years that he had left in the administration. And I remember distinctly that one of the big things that happened as he was running for his second term was a speech he gave in Dallas, Texas, on August 23rd, 1984. And, look, I know what the prophetic literature is. It's in the Bible. I don't get confused between the Bible and what presidents do. But this speech that Ronald Reagan made in Dallas, Texas, to a prayer breakfast was extraordinarily visionary in outlining, even then, what was happening in the country and this growing division in the country about the role of religion. And I'm not bragging about it, but I had a little bit of input on this speech. I wasn't the main writer, but I was serving in the administration, and the president asked for input from a number of us, and I provided that input. I was listening again to that speech. I know that sounds kind of crazy maybe to some people. This is the kind of guy I am. I like to listen to the speeches of presidents, even if it was somebody back in the 80s. I did work for him after all. But this speech in Dallas, Texas, it was unbelievable. There were 17,000 people there at a prayer breakfast. I mean, that says something right there. When it was announced that Reagan was going to speak at this prayer breakfast, there were radical secular groups that attacked him for scheduling the speech. So back in 1984, there was already this movement underway to try to marginalize religion, trying to marginalize Christianity, saying that Christianity shouldn't have anything to do with government, religion shouldn't have anything to do with government. Some people, radical secularists, were already angry at us, meaning the Reagan administration, because we were trying to get voluntary school prayer back in the schools. And they were resisting that. And sadly, they won that battle, right? School prayer had been taken out in the 60s. We tried to get a federal law that would allow voluntary school prayer. and we weren't able to get it through Congress. So the president gets up at this gathering. There was a bunch of expectation, a buzz in the crowd. He made, you know, some introductory remarks, cracked a few jokes, and then he got right to the subject he wanted to talk about. Listen to this at the very beginning of the speech, really.
I believe that faith and religion play a critical role in the political life of our nation and always have. And that the church, and by that I mean all churches, all denominations, has had a strong influence on the state, and this has worked to our benefit as a nation. Those who created our country, the founding fathers and mothers, understood that there is a divine order which transcends the human order. They saw the state, in fact, as a form of moral order, and felt that the bedrock of moral order is religion.
Man, there is a lot packed into that. And he was exactly right. He was pointing out what Dr. Dobson and I and many others have been trying to point out, that religion has always played a critical role in America. You can't study American history if you're being taught by somebody that's not cheating about American history. If you study real American history, you cannot get around the role religion and faith played in America from the very beginning. And I would argue continues to play in America now. And the president wanted to make that clear to this audience. And I have to tell you, my friends, the roar of response to just that beginning of the speech was extraordinary. Then President Reagan reviewed some of the trends of the recent years back then, where religion was being taken out of public life. And then he zeroed in on what I think is the same point that we're trying to make now. And he said it very succinctly, so let's just listen a second.
The frustrating thing is that those who are attacking religion claim they are doing it in the name of tolerance, freedom, and open-mindedness. Question: isn't the real truth that they are intolerant of religion? They refuse to tolerate its importance in our lives.
Bingo. I mean, this is what we're yelling about now. We're supposed to tolerate same-sex marriage. We're supposed to tolerate Pride Month. We're supposed to tolerate drag queens coming in and reading to our kids at school. The list goes on and on and on and on. Tolerate abortion all 9 months of pregnancy. Tolerate, except if you are a Christian parent, a Christian child, and you say, well, I want you to tolerate my faith. When I go to the school board meeting and I cite something from the Bible, I don't want you to gavel me out of order. Because as an American, I'm allowed to quote the Bible if I want to. Are they tolerating Christian children who, you see these stories all the time, a kid studies really hard, he becomes the top of his class, he's chosen to give the graduation speech, and he gets up and he says, well, I want to begin by thanking my parents and God. Oh my goodness, the roof caves in. How dare you say the word God at the graduation speech? Notice, nobody's mentioning tolerance at those moments. We're basically being told over and over and over again, sit down and shut up because we cannot tolerate you. Now, I don't think America can exist very much longer if we're supposed to tolerate all that junk when toleration of our faith is being wiped out of the public square. Well, the speech is fantastic. I really urge you to listen to it all, but I want to let you hear Reagan talk a little bit about some of the other things at the very end here. The whole speech is about, I don't know, 22 minutes long. It'd be a great thing to listen to over July 4th, because the president also addressed this canard, this phrase that's always thrown in our face, the separation of church and state. Here's what he said.
We establish no religion in this country, nor will we ever. We command no worship. We mandate no belief. But we poison our society when we remove its theological underpinnings. We court corruption when we leave it bereft of belief. All are free to believe or not to believe. All are free to practice a faith or not. But those who believe must be free to speak of and act on their belief, to apply moral teaching to public questions.
Well, again, he really got to the core of the matter. You know, I hear this in Washington, D.C. all the time, not what Reagan said. I hear what the critics say when they hear something like what Reagan said. They go, well, you're just trying to make everybody believe your religion. That is a violation of our religion to try to make somebody believe our religion. You come to Christianity, you come to Christ voluntarily, or it's not worth anything. It's a heart change. God, you know, touches your soul. It would be ludicrous and stupid for us to try to force somebody to worship the way we do. That is an entirely different question than the ability to take Christian ideas, the sanctity of life, that every individual is made in the image of God, that our liberty comes from God. Those things are part of the national debate. To try to keep those things out of the debate is to betray the very founding of America that we celebrate on July 4th. So we're not trying to establish a church. We're trying to make sure that in America there is always the opportunity for believers to be part of the national debate, run for office, and to promote the ideals and ideas that inspired our founding fathers. And then at the end of his, near the end of his remarks, Reagan gets to something that every year since 1984 has been proven by the headlines in our newspapers. He says this.
Without God, there is no virtue because there's no prompting of the conscience. Without God, we're mired in the material, that flat world that tells us only what the senses perceive. Without God, there is a coarsening of the society. And without God, democracy will not and cannot long endure.
That's exactly what we're arguing today. First, the coarsening of our society. Without God, there's a coarsening of our society. Can you be alive 24 hours in America and not see in every way, shape, and form that our culture, our society is being coarsened? The things that are said, the things our children are exposed to, the things that we're now told is acceptable in public. It's incredible. This is why in the polling data, so many Americans say they don't recognize the country they live in anymore. My mom and dad, God bless them, God, you know, rest their souls, they would be literally shell-shocked if they saw today how America is going, what we see, what we're subjected to, the images, the violence, the depravity. It's everywhere. It's almost become impossible to shield your children from it. And then even more specific than that, Reagan said, without God, there is a coarsening of the society, and without God, democracy will not and cannot long endure. That is exactly what the Founding Fathers said. The Founding Fathers said only a virtuous people could remain free. So there's a lot of talk these days, right? A lot of it's coming out of the current occupant of the White House. He keeps pointing fingers at a lot of people, including us, and saying, you're a threat to our democracy. Well, there's a word for that, but if I actually said it, I would be contributing to the coarsening of our society. So let me just say, he's dead wrong. The only way America survives in the future is if it's one nation under God. If it's not one nation under God, if it doesn't understand that God comes from liberty, this whole incredible experiment in self-government, which has done incredible things for millions and millions and millions of people, it will be over. Closing here, I just want to point out something else. Not only was that a great speech by Reagan, but you know what? Today, if somebody running for president tried to give a speech as detailed as that one, there would be a massive explosion of controversy. But there's something else, and this actually bothers me a little bit more. 17,000 Christians went to that prayer breakfast in Dallas in 1984. Could we get 17,000 American Christians to show up in one place and applaud wildly and cheer a speech that so dramatically and unapologetically defended our faith and reiterated the founding values of America? I hope we could, but I don't know. Today, there are a lot of churches, a lot of Christian leaders that actually would say, well, I disagree with Reagan. I don't think religion should be in the public square. I don't think we should be involved in politics. That's just got nothing to do with us. Well, my friends, it's got everything to do with us as Christians, because if America goes down, we will lose everything that's dear to us, including our freedom of religion. Well, look, I hope you're enjoying yourselves during this period where we celebrate the birth of our nation, whether you're listening to this before the 4th of July or a few days after the 4th of July. Use this period of time to zero in on what really is the core of the American nation, which is that our liberty comes from God, not from government. Let's continue to work together to save this great nation before it's too late.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.